From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is set to meet Wednesday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov with a focus on Syria, Ukraine, and U.S.-Russia relations. Tillerson arrived in Moscow knowing that Russia was aware of the attack by the Assad regime that killed scores of people, including women and children. Tillerson arrived in Moscow from the G7 meeting in Italy, where the diplomats failed to agree on a targeted sanction against the Russian and Syrian military. The ministers said an investigation would first have to confirm who in Syria used chemical weapons against civilians in the country last week. Tillerson has accused Moscow of failing to prevent the alleged chemical attack by the Assad regime that killed nearly 100 people, including children. Tillerson has urged the Kremlin to rethink its support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. responded to the chemical attack by firing missiles at targets on a Syrian airbase. The White House says additional military activity in Syria remains an option. U.S. President Donald Trump says North Korea is looking for trouble and asks Beijing's cooperation in reining in Pyongyang's nuclear ambitions. Chinese State TV is reporting that President Xi Jinping told President Trump in a phone call that Beijing is willing to work with Washington on ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Xi's comment came after the U.S. president tweeted that China should do more on the issue, something Washington sees as an increasingly urgent threat to the U.S. or it will go it alone. Mr. Trump also tweeted that China's cooperation on Washington's North Korea policy, that is, will result in better trade deals between the two countries. This is VOA News. Former U.S. officials say the Pentagon's decision to move a powerful U.S. Navy strike force to the northern Pacific waters near North Korea serves as a signal to the regime to cease further provocations. The aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson, with accompanying ships, including guided missile destroyers, is expected to arrive in Korean waters around April 15, birthday of the late Kim Il-sung, the founder of the communist nation. Although Seoul's official reaction toward the deployment is supportive, the ship's movement has stirred concerns in the South that the U.S. might take preemptive strikes against North Korea. Attorney General Jeff Sessions in the U.S. is promising to crack down on unauthorized immigrants during a visit to the U.S.-Mexico border at Nogales, Arizona on Tuesday. Sessions spoke about a directive sent to his U.S. attorneys.
It said that we're going to prosecute anybody, and these I'm directed to my U.S. attorneys, that assaults a federal police officer, a border patrol officer, out here in the desert somewhere, by himself, maybe just a couple of people. It's a dangerous situation to be in. We need to send a message that if you attack one of our officers, you're going to get hammered. We're going to throw the book at you in that regard.
Sessions says he is warning people who seek improper and illegal entry into the United States that those actions will not be tolerated in the Trump era. Philippines troops have killed a key leader from the Abu Sayyaf militant group. The country's military chief said the military recovered the body of Mormal Askali, also known as Abu Rami, in a village in Bohol Island, where Philippine forces clashed with the Abu Sayyaf fighters. The military said Abu Sayyaf was attempting to carry out new kidnappings when they arrived in Bohol, a resort island outside of the areas in the southern Philippines where the group traditionally operates. The CEO of United Airlines is apologizing for the treatment of a passenger dragged off an overbooked United Airlines flight in Chicago Sunday to make room for the flight crew. United CEO Oscar Munoz apology came amid widespread criticism of the carrier's actions on Sunday during a protest at the airport where the incident occurred.
Now, this could have been averted if there was any common sense, if there was any human component to the policy. But what we have is this blind policy that hides behind the term security to give impunity to airlines to do whatever they want with their customers.
For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.